פוטו חלופקה. Very attentive to disclosure, Armando Halupka undertook from a young age an intense photographic activity professionally carried out for several years, also with the help of his son Enrico, illustrating with his paleological photographs plucked out of the darkness of caves important publications that have remained in the DNA of the Trieste caving tradition. Thanks for example the books of Franco Garlizza 100 or Spilius, or the famous cover of the 2000 caves by Boegan Bertarelli of the anesthetic reprint of Bruno Facchin editions, or the famous poster of the caves of San Canziano published by Top Porto Roche, with which in 1986 the caves became a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Love for disclosure. In recent years, Armando Halupka has continued to create a permanent installation dedicated to urban caving within the Speleovivarium Erwin Pichol, obtained in the former air raid shelter of Via Reni, and has prepared together with Paolo Guglia the itinerary of the underground world of the Jesuits, open to the public in the sanctuary of Via del Collegio, of which he served as a guide for several years. Armando Halupka has collaborated in various broadcasts for the regional RAI created by director Rino Romano together with Dante Canarella, and from the local channel Tele4 curated by Marco Stabile. He also took part in important publications dedicated to the city, some of which such as the famous long seller Hidden Trieste, written together with Leone Veronese, have become authoritative references for all those who have their aim will want to dedicate a little of their time to rediscover the mysterious corner of the city and the underground world of Trieste.